Brings us to item 13, other matters before the council. Go ahead and open this up for the public. Mr. Lamphere is on his way.
Thank you for the time, Council Mayor Mark. A letter had been sent out. Do you have copies of that?
Is that the one, Ron, that you read into record or a different one?
This was a letter that has recently been composed by Ed Miller. I think it had been emailed perhaps to Mr. Ainsley today, so that's why we brought copies for you. This, I'm going to kind of paraphrase some of this. You guys can read it, and I've got a bad cold, so I might not make it through anyway. So, but our intent here is to update you on our efforts and progress on funding solutions for the ambulance service for the county residents outside of the Sturgis city limits. We have formed a committee, I dare call it a board, of six individuals: Colin Duprell, Brenda Janovoy, who is here, Dan Lewis, who's also here, R.J. Ludwig, Ed Miller, who was here but had to leave, and myself, Ross Lamphere. We are here to request the council to set a special meeting date to consider extending the deadline on provisions of ambulance service to afford us more time in fully developing a solution. We have held several meetings of concerned citizens over the past 90 days to discuss solutions to fund the ambulance service. Well over 125 residents have participated from a wide variety of business owners, ranchers, homeowners, professional people of all sorts. We have dealt with and overcome a vast amount of opposing viewpoints among those different constituencies. I dare say it's like herding cats. That's my background, is herding cattle, and that'd be much, much easier. We have bridged a great many divides to come to the realization that we all must work together to preserve life-saving ambulance services for ourselves and our families. Several alternatives are being considered, ranging from ambulance association type of boards that perhaps already exist in the surrounding area to actually collecting signatures to hold another ambulance district vote. Frankly, there's still a lot of opposition to holding another vote and spending another $25,000 of taxpayer funds for an uncertain outcome. The consensus that is forming would be to privately collect the funds necessary to provide these services. Among the options to raise the funds are to bill affected residents, hold neighborhood fundraisers, campgrounds to hold various types of fundraisers during the rally. These methods should raise adequate funds to continue ambulance services. We are aware of the offer of the city to provide services for $15 per person annually for Blacksburg and neighboring residents. Group feels it would be more productive to expand this to include most, if not all, of the affected 4,000 county residents. This would result in a higher total sum of money for the service while ensuring the widest coverage. It is also, I'm going to editorialize here a little bit, our understanding and feeling, I think, in general, that we no way expect that the citizens of Sturgis pay for services that we do receive. And it's just a matter of how do we go about doing this. As you well know, there are many details that need to be worked out to make this effort a reality. We want to assure you that we are committed to seeing this through to its implementation. We will need time to make this happen. We are requesting the council to extend its deadline until October, which would be the earliest that another vote could take place on an ambulance district. Perhaps the county will extend a hand to appropriate funds that would be spent on another election to Sturgis for continuation of services until we formalize our relationship. we are all on the same page when it comes to recognizing the need for continued services. It is our hope that you will see the seriousness of our efforts and work with us to ensure that this will happen. Thank you for your consideration, and we look forward to working with you.
Thank you very much, Ross. And I want to thank everybody that's involved in this effort. I mean, it's nice that things are going hopefully in a forward motion, and I'm sure there's a lot of questions on everybody's part and everybody else here.
Have you, Ross, have you had any input from other parts of the county?
We've had discussions. I should say I've had discussions with the Inning people. Part of the situation out there is they've requested donations. They only get about 33%, about a third is what they said, about 33% of the people that actually participate. So that we recognize is a big challenge.
What type of area are you talking about? I see down here we've got the Blecksburg area. How are you attached physically to Blecksburg?
We are looking at the entire region that the council previously said we were going to stop ambulance service come July 15th, so, which included
13
Blecksburg.
Days.
All right.
So, Raj, you're actually trying to reach the residents that were in the previous response area?
Correct. That's your intention, to include, be inclusive? And at our meetings, we've had people from just about all of those sections and areas, yes. And it's been incredibly difficult to even get a meeting called. Incredibly difficult to get people to come, and quite frankly, a lot of times it's just a bitch session. I'm sorry to use that word, but that's what it amounted to. And you work through that, and we, as we said in this letter, I mean, we all recognize the need. We've got to have this service, and we want to be fair to the city as well. I mean, we understand that there's costs and expenses to providing that service that we need to participate in. But it's not going to happen before the 15th.
I think it was clearly stated from the city's aspect that as July 15th grew near, that even though if there wasn't something written in hard contract form or anything like that, there's still the flexibility from council and staff, I think, related, but it came from the council, the fact that, you know, we understand there's a lot of moving parts here. We want to encourage the moving parts to keep moving and keep trying to come up with a solution. So in my opinion, I view this as a very large step in the right direction. As far as a special meeting and things like that, I think that in my opinion, we're going in the right direction, and that the fact that on July 15th there could be action taken by council to not have those lines redrawn and contact dispatch to say this is our new service area, and it would therefore change. But I also don't want to encourage complacency or think, okay, we're over the hump and we're here, you know, let's just let it ride out now. And we want to continue the efforts from both sides. I know you guys have been spending time with Daniel. I know that you guys are spending a lot of time trying to work things out, and I it's insurmountable almost, but I think large steps have gone in the right direction. So as far as I'm concerned, I think that the need for a special meeting isn't exactly there. The important part is, does council feel enough that on July 15th we could take action that states we are not calling dispatch and saying these are our new boundaries? And I think continuing down this path of trying to find solutions that are quite equitable, if you bring 4,000 people into the mix roughly, I mean, simple math is $15 a head, I think everybody's going to say that's a pretty easy pill to swallow. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage you to continue the efforts. And I think as far as speaking for everybody up here, I can't do that. But it's my perception and opinion that on July 15th, there could be the action that states previous action to redraw the lines and to call dispatch on July 15th doesn't have to happen.
I don't know how we can do that, Mark. If Ross is included in the campground and Blucksburg is included, where else are you coming up with 4,000 people? Because I'm a property owner out there in the county, and I haven't received a come-to letter. I haven't even received a phone call.
And, so and therein is one of our big problems. How do we?
So what I'm saying is I'm going to have a real problem voting for this when my family isn't included in changing the boundary, and they haven't been afforded the opportunity to join your group. What I'm saying is I worked really hard on this in the very beginning, and I even had one lady spit in my face. So what I'm saying is, regardless of how we feel, I couldn't support what the mayor just said. This needs to be a countywide effort. You got the ground roots, and you need to roll forth, because there's a lot of people out there in imminent danger.
And that has been one of our biggest challenges, is reaching everybody. We try to put it on the radio. You try to get word of mouth. And I think that we have made, as Mayor Carstensen indicated, we've made some huge strides in making people aware of this. And that's a big step. Have we reached everybody? Absolutely not. And we would accept any help whatsoever in getting to everybody.
Ross, I can tell you that the Equalization Office can give you a mailing list of the people that the property owners that are within those boundaries.
We'll be up. We'll be there. Thank you.
Can we get a list of names of people that are not property owners? Because if we do it by the head, we don't need just property owners. And it's a huge mm-hmm. issue, and
voter rolls or property owners.
What you're talking about is actually getting a list of the property owners that have residences.
We are asking for all residences, not necessarily property owners, because if it's $15 a head, that would be $15 a head in an apartment building.
I can't give you anybody that is not a property owner. I can break out landowners versus people that have improvements, but there's no control we have at all over. Mm-hmm. The voter registration list may help a little bit, but to be quite honest,
there's mm-hmm. a lot of work to do to cross-reference everything. And
yes.
And one of the reasons we are really against the tax board right now is just because it's always the property owners that end up paying. However, just because you're a property owner doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting the benefit. So we're trying to be as equitable to everyone in every area of the county as we can. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to just cover Blucksburg and the campgrounds. We are trying to cover Vail, clear down to, you know, every single boundary. But there have been no mailings that I've gotten, Mike. It's been Facebook and sign-up lists at different meetings. To be honest, we haven't gotten – these six people are really the only people who are willing to come here tonight. We don't really know that we have six people to sit on a tax district board, which is going to be an awful lot of work. You know, so we're trying to look at other mechanisms, but we need time. I personally believe that a lot of the ranches that would have been stuck with several thousand dollars to have ambulance service to their cattle would be more than happy to donate more than $15 a person to avoid the tax district. And so I am very hopeful, but I'm very hopeful that we can make a big dent in this and that we will get some generous donations There can be donation buckets at the campgrounds. I mean, I think the very last thing anybody wants is news getting out that that there is no ambulance service to the campgrounds before the rally. That would be devastating for the city as well as for the rally, as the campground owners, as well as those of us that have to drive in that traffic to back and forth to the rally.
I do think the list of residents out there would be a big help to us, because we don't currently we don't have that. So that would be a step in the right direction, and it's a good place to start to work on that. Yeah.
What kind of metrics do you think you could bring forward in the next 2 weeks? I mean, I know it's a short amount of time, but I understand what you're saying, Mike, 100%, that this isn't any time to say, all right, we're just going to let it slide. But
that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this is a county. This should go through Rod Bradley back there, because he owns the majority of that district that you need to touch.
Well, but
and he's as tired of it as I am, I guarantee it. But neither one of us are going to back down and not assist. Just ask me.
Sure. You know, and you brought up a great point, because we've talked to a lot of people who are ranchers. They own a ranch out there, but they live in town. Mm-hmm. So they're already supporting an ambulance service through their property taxes here in town, just like all the city residents are. So are they going to get taxed twice? You know, I don't expect like a Les Jeffrey necessarily to contribute, because he's already paying for that as he lives in town. You'd be another example of that. But we still need
the only fair way to do it, though, Ross, is, you know, let's say that there's eight people in your little ranchette there where you have the campground. But, I mean, you know, you got eight people living there. So that's 15 times eight. But in the beginning, I think we were talking about $50 a resident in the county, a residence in the county. Oh, the 8 times 15 is a hell of a lot more than the $50. And we could get no gravity traction rope hold.
And this is what happens at our meetings, is everybody has an opinion of how it ought to be done. All good. All have credibility. We're struggling with it. And I think there are those. Brenda and I have very different viewpoints on this, I am the last one to say let's have another level of government. I don't care for that.
I understand this, but here's the simple numbers, Ross. This is not rocket science. Even a traumatic brain injury guy can count a little bit. Bottom line here is, if you're coming with 4,000 people, you own the vote for the county. There wasn't 4,000 people. There wasn't a quarter of that vote in the original fire district discussion. Bring your 4,000 people through the county, elect the districts, let's drive on.
But electing the districts gives a board access to pay to people's checkbooks. That's a very real problem right now. It's not, and there is nothing to say that when this board is elected that they can't go on property value. They could set it at $15 a person the first year. They could change it to the highest levy the second year, and no one could do anything for another year. By state statute, and I have a lawyer checking on this today, once you're in a tax district, there is no way to get out of a tax district. So with the state working on ambulance issues right now also, a lot of us are very tentative to get stuck in a tax district we can't get out of, and then taxed by the state for ambulance services if the state does something statewide also. So we're simply asking for time. Yes, this October we'll get the campground people through through the rally. However, every single person out there has said we want ambulance around the year round. It's not just to get past the rally.
Yeah, so I guess that big thing is that the council up here said we'd listen to any kind of decent offer, and we're willing to listen, and I think you guys have worked really hard on this. I guess the bottom line for me would be, how do I know that you're going to guarantee the amount of money that we would like to have? That we need to know that proposal.
We're not elected. So we can't guarantee you a thing. If that's the bottom line, that's the bottom line. However, I can guarantee that the county and the citizens have worked together for many, many years before this, that the county people are paying taxes, that are paying for things like sheriffs during the rally that we do not benefit from, that we are mutually beneficial to each other. And I would hope that in the spirit of cooperation, because we do voluntarily do business in Sturgis, we bring taxes to Sturgis, our tax money puts the school in Sturgis, which brings a lot of money to Sturgis, that we could have some kind of mutual support while we bumble through this. It is like herding cats. And I would welcome any of you to come to the meetings and take over and have a plan in the next meeting, but obviously that hasn't happened with all the meetings we've had.
We said we'd stay out of this. Mm-hmm. We promised we'd do that, and I intend to continue to do that.
You're a wise man.
Yes. Is the amount is $60,000?
60 even is.
And that 4,000 number, I haven't gotten that 4,000 number on paper. I don't know where that 4,000 number came from. So I would hate to even make a promise of $15 a person because we don't know the actual number of people.
Another way, you know,
so we need to do a lot more work before we can make you any kind of offer that would hold any kind of weight. Neither of us are going to make an offer we can't follow through with.
It breaks down to $5,000 a month. One way of looking at it, there's August. So if you truly are wanting to, buy more time,
correct
you're buying
me if I'm
time.
Wrong, though, but didn't the county give, wasn't it $60,000 when they got rid of the contract, and didn't they turn over another $35,000 in assets that could maybe be used to?
That was actually money, past money that was owed to the city.
I held them to that for not paying that at several meetings that you were also at. That was absolutely wrong. But we're asking for support and we're asking for help. And, you know, I really firmly believe that the community outside of Sturgis helps Sturgis a lot in a lot of ways. And I believe that, you know, we're here in a county building right now. And I believe that Sturgis helps the county a lot. So we're just simply asking for more time. I mean, it's unfortunate that it took many years of not getting paid that contract for it to get to this, but that is not the responsibility or the fault of the people now trying to remedy that. So please, we're just asking for time.
I've got a couple questions I like to direct toward Daniel, because I think perhaps you've had, and maybe you can't answer this, but I think you've had some conversations with people in Blucksburg and perhaps a couple of campgrounds in that area and maybe some other people. Can you shed any light on any support or any conversations? I don't know if you can do that
sure.
or not.
Over the past 90 days, I've had, I don't even know anymore how many conversations I've had, and honestly, I can't even tell you with how many people anymore. Every time speaking with individual residential areas, whether that was kind of people who resided in the Bastion Edition or people that resided in Pinecone Estates or Blucksburg or anything else, we offered saying that it comes out to $15 a person. And so if you have a large area and if it's contiguous with where the modified response area is, we would be happy to draw an area around that would include that area at an annual rate of $15 a person. Just saying that we would come up with that based off the 2010 census, because that's as good as we can get. And that also we would not be in the position that the city would not be doing the actual collection efforts, that we would want to contract with a single entity, whether that's a homeowners association or road district or a something, that they would be the ones that would be in charge of the collections, because the city truly has no ability to tax property owners outside the city limits for this. And so knowing that there are other voluntary type organizations that receive 25% or 30% response, we did not want the city to be in the position of sending out letters hoping that 100% respond and realizing that 25% due or 30 or 35 or whatever that number is. So we said if if we could contract with an entity, or even if it was a neighborhood captain, or I don't care, just someone or something that was in charge of collecting the money, and then we would be happy to provide a service on an annual basis. In addition, if there was a campground that was next to it, then we could expand that area to that campground next to it. And the price we were telling the campgrounds was the same as what we had discussed earlier, which was based on a call response formula. And I think the majority of them were, I can't recall anymore if it was
$350 to $5,100 was the range.
Yeah.
$350 bucks to $5,100 depending on calls.
Yeah.
And I'm not familiar with homeowners associations. I would assume they have authority to collect water bills or garbage bills. Do they also have the legal authority to collect for an ambulance?
That is a question that I've had numerous attorneys talk with me about, okay. And as I've explained, I have not gone to law school. So,
yeah, nor have I.
I don't think they necessarily do, but you know, there have been others that have said that if their bylaws account for that, and if people have voluntarily said via the bylaws they're able to, then they could. But at the end of the day, again, the city, we're not trying to tell people how they come up with the money, because we heard that over the past 5 years talking about this, that we don't want to be in charge of that. All we're saying is that that's the true cost of us providing the service. And if people can come up with the money, we're more than happy to. And if not,
Again, I'd like to reiterate the fact that I think, if nothing else, we have started an awareness campaign. I mean, people, I didn't know that. You know, I mean, they got their head in the sand most of the time, as most of you guys already know that. But I think that as we gain a little more momentum and have the opportunity to put this forward, I think the response, as Brenda has said, is going to be a very positive one. We're in absolutely no position today to guarantee anything. That's very true. And, I mean, I think it's, quite frankly, pretty remarkable that we've had the meetings that we've had, pretty remarkable that there is the consensus that, yes, this is a very needed, desired service. And people are not backing away from their responsibilities, but boy, we're struggling organizing it, and it isn't going to happen before the 15th of July, and I guess it's going to be in your hands.
I can sympathize with you, Ross. I think it was more than a year ago. It might have been a year and a half ago. Some of us here in the city took it upon ourselves to go out and try to get signatures on a petition to start this deal with the area, the response area. And I personally walked door to door in Blucksburg, knocking on people's doors. And I sympathize with you. It's not an easy process. It's going to be hard. But if there's any way that we can get some assurance, and maybe it would be a number of names on a petition to us or something that says we're willing to pay, maybe something like that, so we'd have some sort of assurance that we're going to get a go forth with this. And I know the mayor said he's happy with the progress that's made. I'm not sure if I'm completely happy yet.
I think if we could probably go to those homeowners associations, if they have a meeting between now and the 15th, find out the number of people in the homeowners association before we could promise you anything from each of those associations, which is obviously your larger cluster of people. They would have to have meetings. I don't know their meeting schedules. So whether or not that could happen before the 15th, I would be more than happy to do the legwork. I just can't create meetings. Can I get a clarification, though, Daniel? When we were talked about to at that meeting about $15 a person, there wasn't a mention of the campgrounds paying their previously offered rate. And one of the purposes here tonight that I wanted to is to find out exactly what you guys want as minimums. And I assumed you didn't want to collect it.
No.
But, you know, if we can get as much on the table as possible, then we can work as a committee to work forward.
So when we had calculated what the costs are to provide service outside the city limits into the county, it comes out to $60,000. And that was, it wasn't an exact, I don't remember if it was 61 or 58 or whatever, but rounded off, it was 60,000. Of that, 31,000 is a cost for campgrounds, 29,000 is a cost for
everybody
else, residences, that sort of thing. And so that's where the question always comes up, what's the equitable way to pay for it? And when we came up with the 350 to 5,100, I don't know if that was the right numbers for campgrounds, when you added that all up, it came out to roughly 31,000. And then you're right, the 29,000 divided by 4,000 people, which I don't remember where the 4,000 people honestly came from anymore, to be 100% honest. I don't know if that was off the census or who came up with the number, but if there are 4,000 people out there, then that comes out to roughly $7.50 per person.
Instead of 15.
Correct. But then the problem comes out that our campground's willing to pay 31,000. You know, that's up for interpretation. So,
and the answer was no when you proposed that to them.
When
was
we proposed
that not
it, that, yeah, okay. The answer was no.
Okay.
And so however the money comes up for the city to be close to made whole for providing the service, it's 60,000 per year. And just so the council is fully aware, and I'm not trying to advocate one way or another, but again, $31,000 to provide service to the county, or I'm sorry, to the campgrounds, which essentially is for about a three-week period. That three-week period is coming up, so that's $31,000 of expenditures that the city would be taking on. Beyond that, if you look at the cost of providing services then for the other 4,000 people each month, it comes out to, I just erased it, but I think it was like $2,600 a month or something. So when you look at over the next 90 days, if we continue to provide services, you're looking at a real cost to the city of approximately $36,200 over the next 90 days. And so I just want to make sure, I guess the council is aware that that's what you would be looking at as true expenses over the next 90 days if you continued services.
So if we could get the campgrounds to commit to even 25% of what you wanted before July 15th, just to initially have some money coming in, and we could get talk to the these. I'm trying to figure out how to get you a commitment, but I can't, I don't know how to do that, because I think a lot of the people that own the campgrounds were hoping that it would be dispersed evenly amongst the residents, which I think we could do that, and then maybe they could donate to make up some of the difference, just like I fully expect a lot of the people in the community that have land that wouldn't be in a tax district paying $2,000 for their cattle to make a little bit bigger donation than $15 a person. That is my hope. But I can't give you a check for that, even if I wanted to. I couldn't, you know. So I don't quite know how to meet your commitment by June 15th. I'm more than willing to, I'm not going to mortgage my house, but I'm more than willing to do the legwork if you guys will give us some ideas.
I've got a couple questions. You kind of had an ongoing discussion with the county commissioners on this, right? If they had, and of course Rod's back there, so perhaps he can weigh in on this. I don't know. But if they really felt that you had the ball really rolling in the right direction and were confident you could come up with the money, would the county commissioners actually give us a check for X amount of dollars to make sure we have ongoing ambulance service in that area?
My impression is, or my assumption, the discussion was that there would be representation tomorrow at the meeting. Unfortunately, some of us have to work to pay taxes that we're talking about. But that would be a possibility. However, with the flood and everything else, you know, their budget, everybody's budget is... Nobody wants to spend any more than they have to. And we actually had a single mom coming there saying that she absolutely could not afford the 1% valuation. She couldn't pay it on her taxes, that it would make the difference between her being able to be in her home and feed her kids or not. And so that's why I'm hoping that there will be generous people to donate and make up the difference. But we are working, but there's a lot of financial ranges. There's a lot of literacy ranges. There's a lot of social media versus technology. I mean, there's just a lot of barriers.
I have a thought. I've heard some comments that some of you are in favor of maybe extending that date and some of you are not. And I would encourage you strongly to extend it. My name is Dan Lewis. I'm from Blacksburg. And I would encourage you to extend it because I guess among the people that I have been around in the last few meetings, there seems to be a great amount of distrust for not only you folks, but us folks, and also the county commissioners. They don't like boards. And I would really, really hate to have something happen that would stop this thing on the 15th of July and not be able to go forward with it. One of the things that comes to my mind is that during one of our meetings the other day with Mr. Ainsley, a comment came out about, what about if I'm driving down Highway 34, or he's driving down, his son's driving down Highway 34, and an accident takes place. Who's going to respond? And his statement was, I've told my kids they can't drive down that. Well, guess what? How many of you people have driven down Highway 34 in the last 6 months? Yeah, and you're on a city council. I'm sorry, Mr. Angeli, but that was a very stupid remark. And I can't say it any other way. We all drive all over the county, whether we're residents of the city, county, Blacksburg, or any place else. And that remark just really struck me wrong, and it's not fair to even think about making that. And for that reason alone, that's part of what builds some of the distrust that is coming around. And Mr. Mayor, I cannot ask you strongly enough to make that decision and make a decision to take it at least to October, if not farther. But, you know, we've been working hard on this thing. We've been working hard to try to put it together. And I have some very personal things that have been involved in it that have bothered me an awful lot, too. But I think that we're making an effort here. We're asking for help.
I think that one thing that Daniel made clear along with city council in this process, and I guess to back it all the way up to the history, I went to county commissioners about this in 2011. So we're at approximately 9 years where this has been on the table of the cities. And this, we made the verbiage and we made the commitment that if we see measurable commitment and moving forward by July 15th, that could be changed. In my opinion, we've taken a lot of steps in the right direction. Now, it takes a vote of 9 people to change that because the action's been done already for July 15th to be rewritten. So I guess as we need, I think that to gain the support and to get something that would change the date that's coming up very close, very soon, is the fact that some kind of measurable, some kind of number, some kind of, not even commitment, but these people on a piece of paper say, look it, I was talked to about the ambulance service, and I am interested in being part of the solution, and I will put my name on this piece of paper. And I understand that's a monetary commitment that I'm also making. Do I know that number? No. But I understand that I'm willing to make a commitment to the solution, and I'm willing to spend my own hard-earned dollars to make it do so, so that the ambulance will be provided in the neighborhood. So I guess as far as advice, I think that getting people to commit their name to a fact that, yes, we want to be part of the solution, and yes, we understand it's going to cost us a little bit of money. That would be, in my mind, on July 15th, something that states, hey, we're almost there. The ambulance service, every single person sitting on city council, every single staff member involved, nobody wants to take away this ambulance service that's currently being provided. What we do have to have is figure out an equitable solution to that service being provided. And I think we're going down that road for sure.
That's what we're trying to do.
Yep.
And we also know that by tradition and by everything else that's going on, the ambulance service is there, but the fire service is next. And so in all due respect, we know that we have to address everything.
The ambulance is underneath the city of Sturgis. The volunteer fire department is underneath its own board. I don't disagree with you that at some point in time there's going to be funding issues. I don't disagree at all. But do I think a solution that's inclusive with the fire situation is a wise choice? Yes, I do. But again, it's a separate entity, and I believe the prominent situation that needs to be addressed is how do we get commitment from people to make sure that ambulance doesn't have to change its service area.
Of note, though, every citizen in Sturgis that's paying for ambulance, they're going to lose that coverage when they head to Rapid City, aren't they not?
The Interstate 90 is covered from coverage area to coverage area. We go just to the west of, on the proposed new district service response area, it goes just west of the Lawrence County line, and it goes all the way to Tilford, which both Lawrence County and Piedmont pick up at those points on I-90. So there is some highways that are all already included in that.
But if anyone goes on a joyride on a gravel road, they're not covered. There's no ambulance response, whether there's somebody from the city going
with the proposed new service area.
And I would also like to just say that those are true expenses for the city. However, the city will be able to bill for a significant amount of those rally expenditures. And also that unless you're cutting staff, which you would cut staff July 15th if you decided to drop
what our expense savings would be. Number one is in miles traveled.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is we would not need as many crews during the rally. I mean, the rally, the number of crews is significant. If you look at the number of calls mm-hmm. that we respond to, mm-hmm. it is incredibly large.
And if you take the rally out of it, though,
then
would
the
you,
number of
would you
overtime,
still be decreasing?
The amount of overtime would go down because when we end up having our primary crew here and responds to a call that's 20 miles outside of town, a lot of times when that happens, we end up having another call here in town that we have to call someone in on overtime. And so that's how the amount of our labor costs would go down by not having the additional overtime.
But you would be able to bill all of those rally calls just like
which
you do
we
now.
Were, yes.
You know, and it's just that you wouldn't get reimbursed at the rate that it needs to cover the calls.
Yeah.
Just like it's been a problem all along. But so the cost, I'm just saying that the cost is not as much once you get paid for the people that are going to pay for those calls.
Well, we
if you responded to the campgrounds.
The campgrounds last year, we lost $31,000. That's after what we billed and what we got paid, we still lost $31,000. So Granted, this year, we don't know if it's going to be $31,000. Okay. Maybe billing rates are a little higher. Maybe it's a little lower. That's going off of last year's. But so if we provide service during the rally, that's what we should anticipate is around $30,000, $31,000 of a loss.
Mayor, I think you've given us a pretty good direction as to what you are looking for as far as a commitment. And I think that's certainly something that we can work on in the next few days. And hopefully we'll be to the level that satisfies the council and can extend the service. So thank you for that.
Thank you, guys. Yep.
The next meeting is
July 15th. Which, I guess, for clarity of procedure for myself and all of council, at this point in time, if there's no action taken, the service area will be changed, is what the previous actions have already dictated. So I guess we must work together over the next couple of weeks, keep Daniel involved, and there will need to be further action, and there'll need to be a majority of the vote of two-thirds of the sitting body because we're spending taxpayers' money to vote in the affirmative, which means if that there's nine on the body, it doesn't matter how many are here, there's going to be six that are going to be necessary to vote in the affirmative in order to create a situation that would pass to spend extra taxpayers' money to continue the service. So I guess procedurally, I just want to summarize that, and it would take action. So please stay in touch. And we all want a solution to this. We truly do.
I would just ask you to recognize that many of us work. Many have businesses with rallies coming up. There's just, we don't have staff that can go gather signatures. So just take that into account. But we will certainly work very hard on it.
Deb? Yes, it would have to be on the proposed agenda as an action item on the 24 hours prior to the meeting in order to be by public notice state law. So, yes, there would. If there's going to be a change to the service area, it will have to be an actionable agenda item, which will be placed on the agenda at least 24 hours prior to the meeting time.
And you will do that, or do we need to request that?
We'd have to talk about it. I mean, you guys would have to request it and say, look, this is what we got. I'll be frank, if you come to two Mondays from now's meeting and there isn't some measurable distance covered in the next 2 weeks, I don't think there's going to be six affirmative votes. I'm just perception-wise. But I think that I certainly don't want to inhibit any kind of activities because this is the closest we've ever been to a solution, and we've been working on this a really long time. So we appreciate you guys' efforts.
Well, I think I understand that. I'm a new guy to hear this country. I've only been here 12 years, so I'm pretty new in what's going on with what you're all doing. But I've been coming to the rally for over 30 years, and I think it's a very, very, very important thing for you folks to keep in mind that if you decide to pull the plug on this thing on the 15th, what you're going to do to the rally? Kill it pretty fast.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
In 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Other matters that come before the council.
Nick, you're close, Mike.
Mr. Wheeler.
You should have moved to adjourn faster.
We saw you coming, Charlie.
Just real quick, I wanted to say thanks to you guys, or thanks to the city, thanks to the rally department for continuing the Camaro rally. I had four out of my five places that were booked for 3 to 4, actually 5 days on some for that. And so that obviously brings tax dollars just from my business to town. And they've already rebooked for next year. So
great.
I just wanted to say thank you, and I appreciate it. Lance, you're still back there. Thank you for all the work that you guys do in the rally department. So, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Charlie. Any other matters before this council? Non-action. Mr. Sissel's making his way up.
Bill Sissel with the Sturgis Chronicle. I've got a couple of issues. I mentioned at your last meeting about the fireworks, and a couple of points I didn't bring out was the fact that for 5.5 months, I lived about 50 feet away from 305-millimeter howitzers, and I listened to approximately 1,200 rounds going out. And I learned to sleep through it when I did get to sleep. And I follow that. It's hard for me to get to sleep now, but once I'm there, it takes a 105-millimeter howitzer to wake me up. Might know that a little bit. The thing about those shells going out, somebody was dying when they landed. That's what you're reminding people of, reminding Vietnam vets anyway. Every time they hear some of those 20 and 40 millimeter sound effect ones, I don't even know what kind of display those make, but that's what you're reminding us of. is people dying. So that's a, I know you can't do anything now, but you better think about it next year. And I noted here that it also affects people. I'm not one yet. There's been diagnosed with PTSD, but you didn't stay in that country any length of time without getting some of that, just because it was so weird. This last week, my editorial touched on a couple things. One, I'm really disappointed because I wasn't notified of your special meeting last Monday. No, I'm not a legal newspaper yet, but come on, folks. I've been here for 30 years as a journalist. I should have been notified of that, especially where it dealt with the budget. And like I say, whether I'm a part of the legal newspaper or not, I'm still a news source for about half this community. 800 of my papers get out every week to residents and businesses. The second part of that editorial was that I visited last week, I don't remember which day, but I visited with the finance officers for Lee, Deadwood, Spearfish, Belfouche, and Rapid City. And with the exception of Rapid City, who discontinued the practice a year ago or 2 years ago, none of them spend taxpayer money on an employee party. In fact, they kind of thought I was weird even bringing it up. And to take the stuff off the surplus property list and use it for presents, I don't know what law that is against, but Pauline Sumption, our former finance officer, told me that she was pretty sure that one was against the law, even if the Christmas spending isn't. And finally, come on, people. I've been here for 18 months now. I was your editor, I don't know how long, 7 years? And two stints, give me some support here on being a legal newspaper. I would like to be on the council's next agenda and have some kind of action, because you folks just sit there and look at me. I watched you on TV. I can't always see you when I'm looking around here, but
Mr. Sissel,
thank you,
Mr. Sissel. Have you given your email address to the finance office to be on the mailing list for the agendas?
No.
Would you like to do that?
I would like to do that.
Thank you.
Other matters before this council, non-action items, brief amount of time to discuss them. Council members have anything to add? I had plenty, but I'm going to skip it tonight. We've been through enough.
I had some things I had prepared, but I'm not saying them tonight. So.
I got nowhere to go, so.
I believe there's no request for further executive session, is there, Mr. Barnier? We have a first by Terry Kessler to adjourn this meeting. We have a second by Mike. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned.